Private foundations are stepping in to fund scientists in Philadelphia, but researchers face an uncertain future as federal funding cuts continue, and new rules could make it harder to receive financial support. The Trump administration has proposed new rules that would give political appointees a much bigger say over research funding to make sure that any grants support a president's priorities. WHYY's Alan Yu reports on how Philadelphia scientists are reacting.
Immunologist Brittany Allen studies celiac disease, where eating gluten triggers an immune response that damages the small intestine's lining. Allen knows this disorder firsthand.
During grad school, I myself was diagnosed with celiac disease, and so this project has, you know, some personal interest because of that.
Her research focuses on targeting a specific kind of cell in the body to try to get it to reduce the damage from celiac disease. Allen just received 2 years of fellowship funding from the Philadelphia Foundation to continue her work at the University of Pennsylvania. The organization also funded cell biologist and geneticist Lucas Restrepo, who is also at Penn. His research is personal to him as well. One of his close friends passed away from disease related to schizophrenia. He is studying a hypothesis that conditions like schizophrenia come from problems with the energy sources in brain cells.
When they go awry and they are dysfunctional, they're causing these astrocytes, these immune cells in the brain, to do things that typically shouldn't be happening, and causing further stress on the brain and causing inflammation especially.
Both Allen and Restrepo say the fellowship funding is important to keep their work going at a time when they see colleagues and friends struggling to continue in science.
Research funding has been much more scarce in the past couple years. I've had friends and coworkers that have been laid off as a result of funding being cut. And this independent fellowship gives me just a sigh of relief.
As federal funding becomes less secure, private foundations can play a role, but only up to a point, says Naomi Jaden, a pediatric gastroenterologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
They're helpful at getting you to the next stage, but they don't pay to keep the lights on.
She also got foundation funding a few years ago. And she says the longer-term goal was to eventually get funding from the National Institutes of Health to start her own lab, which she just did. However, it could be harder to get federal science funding in the future. The Trump administration proposed new rules that would, among other things, make it much easier to cancel research that has already been funded and require grants to align with a president's priorities. Jaden and researchers here and around the country commented publicly, urging the administration to reconsider. They say the changes would ultimately make it harder to do good research.
Many people are considering their backups of, well, maybe I just won't be a scientist in academia anymore. And maybe I'll go into, you know, a more stable job instead of this. And I think that losing scientists who invested their entire lives up until this point because of something like this is going to be a major, major hit to our scientific community.
The Senate introduced a plan to delay this rule until mid-December, tying it to a plan to fund the federal government. Alan Yu, WHYY News.